Well, hey, welcome back to another awesome episode of the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast. As you know, the podcast was on hiatus for just a little while. If you haven't heard that update, I would love for you to listen to the last episode. Just rewind one episode here, and then you can kind of get filled in as to what that hiatus was all about. I think, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, especially in the helping and healing fields, that episode will really resonate because it'll help you to understand that there are seasons to your business and they're okay. So take a listen to that. I would love for you to check that out. And my inaugural, is that what we're going to call you, Kari? Your re-inaugural visitor or guest?
Relaunch.
Oh, yeah. I like that way better.
Relaunch.
So, yeah. Totally. So our relaunch guest is a friend of mine who is a remarkable human being, and I knew she was the perfect one to relaunch this podcast with. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Kari Romeo is a transformational life coach. She's a motivational speaker, a personal transformation and mindset seminar facilitator. I can't wait to hear more about these seminars. And she's also a barista. I've always wanted to be a barista at the Well Red Moose in,
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Coeur d'Alene.
It's written all French-like, so I would have totally screwed that up. Thank you, Kari, for breaking in there. Her life and her travels have taken her through many careers, including work as an Air Force officer, in management at a retail store, property management office, and restaurant and a manager at a restaurant. She's also served as a human resources manager, a change agent, and more. So Kari's got all kinds of life experience with all kinds of people in all kinds of walks of life, which is just leads you, Kari, I think, to be such an expert in sort of the human experience, which we'll get into in a moment. Okay, I'm going to finish this bio because it's so good. Kari's passion for helping people let go of personal fears and limiting beliefs to reach their highest potential just ignites from her face and her aura. I can't wait for her to share. She shares her passion through speaking, writing, and coaching. She's a TEDx speaker as well, and her talk was Teach Your Inner Critic a New Story. She's also a newly published author of the book Becoming Beautiful, A Personal Journey Towards Happiness, and this explores her path to setting herself free. Ladies and gents, I had the chance to read the book, which was so joyous, and you can find yourself so much resonating with Kari's journey, and you'll discover your own journey along the way as well. She received her strategic life coaching training through Robbins Medanis life coach training.
Medanis.
Mm-hmm. Robbins Medanis. I'm not familiar with that, so you might need to tell me a little bit about that. Robbins Medanis life coach training program. She's got a bachelor's degree in human administration and a master's in human relations. She's a decorated veteran of 3 military conflicts and has lived in Europe, Central America for many years. Like the life experience in this woman, you guys, I cannot wait to introduce you to her. Kari remains active with the growing TEDx venue in the North Idaho region. She enjoys speaking with groups, organizations, and businesses about using the positive power of appreciative inquiry to achieve success. And like, here's the thing is that bio couldn't have been any shorter because Kari, you've got so much to share. Thank you for being my relaunch guest for the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur. Why don't you fill in some gaps there? Like, what do we not know about you yet? What are things that are important for us to know about you?
My favorite band is Pink Floyd. No, let's see. What's really important for me and what I really am passionate about sharing is that I have had this amazing career. I've been all over the world. I've done some pretty cool things and I didn't enjoy a lot of it. Mm. I just didn't enjoy a lot of it. I had a very poor self-image. I was bound in a lot of judgment, self-judgment, a lot of fears, a lot of limiting beliefs. Nobody knew it because I've always been, my superpower is I feel the fear and I do it anyway. But I think about what a waste it's been that I didn't enjoy my life as much as I could have, because I've done some cool things. I've done some very cool things, but there were a lot of opportunities that I missed as well, because I didn't think I was smart enough. I didn't think I was worthy enough. I didn't think I was cute enough, whatever. I just didn't think I was enough. And it was in the recent years, probably in the last 5 or 6 years, that I began to kind of dig deeper into my own fears and my own judgment. And I started to let it go. I started to learn to love my body, to love my mind, to love my limitations, to love my strengths. And as I did, my inner light began to shine. My cup got fuller. And eventually it started to spill over, and I was in a much better place to be of service to the world. And what I have discovered is that so many people are trudging through life instead of bouncing joyously through life. And I'm saying, there's a better way, folks. There is a better way. And that's why I wrote my book. And that's why I go on podcasts. And that's why I talk to people. That's why I coach, because we're meant to live fulfilling, joyful lives. And if we're not, then it's time to let go of whatever's holding us back and get happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to say that my light shining brightly, your light shining brightly, doesn't diminish somebody else's brightness. But I think there's so much of fear. There's fear on both sides, right? Fear of shining too bright, and fear that you might somehow overshadow or outbright, outshine, you know, somebody else, right? And then they're going to think, oh, you know, look at her, all flashy and whatever. And then there's the unworthiness, where you keep your shine under this, you know, I picture a stainless steel bowl, I don't know why, over a candle, right? Where maybe there's enough oxygen for the candle to stay lit, you know, because it's not fully down on the ground, but there's not enough, like the light doesn't get out, right? And what a shame when we all have this beautiful light to give to the world. And you're one of those people that helps people to uncover that, to take that lid off,
right,
of that candle. And not only that, but put some oxygen underneath it, and so that it can shine even brighter. And so your mission, I think, is so important to really the world. And it goes beyond happiness, doesn't it?
I think so. It's peace of mind, really. I've found that backing up, I'll just say this. When I learned to love me, to start here and to fill up myself with my own love, when I took away some of my fears and I took away some of my limiting beliefs, I let the love fill in the space. And by this, I mean truly learning to love my body as it is, accepting and loving my body as it is. And that doesn't mean you don't color your hair or get tattoos or anything like that. It means loving and appreciating our shape, our color, our movement, just this miracle of a body that we have. I had to learn to love that. And as I started to learn to love this body, I started to learn to love my mind and my spirit and my emotions. And as I started to do that, everything around me became brighter, clearer. I can look at a tree now without having to go, there's a tree, it's green, isn't that pretty? I can look at it and feel the joy of just the tree.
Yeah.
Because all the filters and junk that we have that we carry around, I call it a cloak of negativity. And we get it from people, we get it from experience, we get it from media, we get it from social media, we get it from all sides.
Yeah.
But when your inner light starts to shine, it shines the light on all of that. And you start to see the truth of it. You start to see what's real and what's fake, what's authentic and what's inauthentic. Mm-hmm. And then you can make better choices. And you start to learn, for me, as I got brighter, as I got more happy, it was easier for me to provide space for others to find their own way to happiness.
Yeah. I'd love to talk about courage for a minute, because because living a happy life isn't for the faint of heart. I love Brené Brown's work. And I love that, you know, she talks about vulnerability and courage are synonymous, right? They're the same thing. It's not, you know, they're not two different things. And, you know, to be willing to really let your inner shine out, right? Like, that's incredibly vulnerable, because the outside world often can would judge that and either want to slam it down on you to some degree, like kind of bring you back down to earth, or, you know, just doesn't understand it, because we really don't see it all that often, where people are truly living in their own shine. And so it takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of vulnerability to be willing to step out. And I love that, you know, you said it's really about looking at fears and looking at, you know, limiting beliefs. And so I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about how you dig into and uncover some of those fears and limiting beliefs, because they are different for everybody. But that is exactly what, you know, keeps us sort of harnessed up or cloaked up, is when we're trying to just protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And yet it's squishing our happiness. It's squishing our joy. It's squishing our, what we could bring to the world. So how do you help a client who comes to you and it's just like, this is something that I want, but I just don't know if it's possible? How do you begin to uncover that and help them through that process?
Really through questions, big time through questions, but I try to keep the questions positive. I talk about appreciative inquiry, which, yes, I really learned from John Berghoff, but I loved questioning potential as opposed to questioning what's broken. Mm-hmm. And so when a client comes to me and they're stuck, we start to say, okay, well, what would it look like if you weren't stuck? And then we begin to just peel away the layers. And it's like when you start out, I did real estate for a while. This is a weird analogy, but let's just bring it back. I was a realtor for a period of time. I didn't really enjoy the job, so I stopped it. But people will come to you and they say, okay, I want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. And you go, great. And then they say, and I want it on the waterfront, and I want it with one floor. And they give you all this criteria. And then they tell you how much they can afford. And there's usually a pretty big disparity there, right? So then you start digging down, you're asking questions about what they like about their current. What do you like about where you live now? What do you like? And you're trying to figure out, well, what's important to them? So then we start saying, well, what must you have? What's a nice to have? And so you do the same thing in coaching. You say, all right, well, this is what you want. First of all, do you know what's holding you back? Mm-hmm. And then you unpeel that a little bit. And that's where you start to find your fears. You know, well, everybody's doing it, so I can't possibly do it, or I don't have the means to do it. I'm not smart enough to do it, or what have you. And say, well, let's peel that back a little bit. What makes you think you're not smart enough? Frequently, it's a comparison with somebody else. Mm. Frequently, it's a comparison. Frequently, it's the fear of judgment. Unfortunately, a lot of times from family members. And then frequently, it's the fear of money. And so those kind of three tend to play around. And just asking the question, well, what would happen? And like I said, I keep it positive. What would happen if you did have the money? What would happen if you did succeed? What would happen if you did get the relationship, if you did get the job? And we start playing around with the what if positivity. Mm-hmm. And what happens is they start to visualize, they start to see possibilities. And then we just keep playing in possibilities. And when you play in possibilities, the fears will come up. Because they'll surface. Wait, that's not possible. Well, why is it not possible? Let's dig deeper. So mm-hmm. it's questions and it's digging, and it's like an onion. You just keep peeling yeah. back the layers, and it gets more fragrant as you pull back the layers.
True, and it makes you cry. let's not forget that. Sometimes it makes you cry. Oh, that's so funny. but no, the analogy is spot on. And by the way, crying isn't a bad thing. Sometimes you need to release those emotions. I love a good cry.
Some people have a hard time crying.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of them.
Because it feels weak, to some people.
Well, and also, like in most children, what happens when you cry? Mom says, stop crying. Dad says, stop crying. Be a big boy. Be a big girl. Stop crying. And we just get told all the time, don't cry in class. Don't cry in school. Crying is a natural emotion released for our stress. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we cry. And some of us who learned early on not to cry as adults have a real hard time crying. And so, you know, when that emotion comes up, we shut it down, and it's not good for us.
Right.
So
bottles.
I'm always kind of excited when I cry. I'm just like, oh, hot damn, I cried. This
Let's
is good.
See what we can do on this episode. That's awesome. So what do you think? You know, you talked about questions as being so powerful, and I am a huge believer in appreciative inquiry. You heard in my comeback episode, the last episode here, that talked about my LEAF certification, which is an appreciative inquiry certification by John Burgoff, who you've already mentioned, and the power of questions, right? And getting beyond solving the problem at hand to what's possible. Mm-hmm. What else are your, like, what makes you freaking awesome doing what you do? And of course, we will talk about your StrengthsFinder profile in a moment too, because, you know, I've already heard so much of your strengths profile come up in even just how you approach your clients. But we'll get that to that in a moment, because it's only a piece of your freaking awesomeness, right? Your background and, you know, your story, Kari, is so powerful and so powerfully written in your book. And that really leads into, you know, your life experiences that led into who you are and what you're able to bring and your education. And you have so much of all of that. How do you distill that down into what are your superpowers?
I think one of my biggest superpowers is I do have the ability to connect with people. When I sit down to talk with a friend, a client, a mentee, I'm in a mentor-mentee relationship right now, I listen and I just connect with them. I have pretty vast, a breadth of experience from all over the world, from different careers and so forth. And so I have a relatability. Yeah. And I think that relatability opens doors to communication. But I think more than anything, I'm just kind of average and normal. So people feel like they can connect with me. I don't get put up on too many pedestals. And yet when I'm done talking to somebody, I frequently get told, I so needed to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how to describe what that is. I think part of it is the empathy. I think part of it is just the connectedness. Part of it is the fact that I approach life from a very positive point of view now. And people need that. They're tired of being negative. People are tired of being negative. Mm-hmm. And they want something new. Yeah. They want to feel good again.
Yeah.
And my goal is to help them do that. But I'm not the answer. They're the answer. My job, and I wrote this down the other day in my journal, and I liked it so much. I told it to somebody else on another podcast, and she said, oh, I want to see the logo for that. But my job is to be the light that helps somebody else find their own light switch.
Yes.
And that's my superpower, is I listen, I connect, and then I just provide that little bit of space, that sacred space that allows somebody to explore what they need to explore, to say what if, to look at the possibilities, and then help them plan how they're going to come to.
That's so beautiful. We should play this game on the podcast, you guys, where before I share their strengths, that you guys, we should do some sort of live something where, like, I know what her strengths are. I can hear them too. because if you listen to Freaking Awesome Entrepreneur, if you listen to Maximize Your Strengths, if you have a little bit of a background in strengths, you can absolutely hear just the gorgeousness of Kari's strengths. So I'm going to tell you their top five. It's connectedness, positivity, empathy, individualization, and maximizer. And it's just, you know, Kari, when you talk and you talk about, you know, that heart connection, that empathy, like you enter into their space. You mm-hmm. don't expect them to be anything other than exactly who they are, when they are, how they are in that space. And then you let them, you hold that space to let them blossom into something.
I think the other thing that's really important is the fourth one, which is the individualization. I can look at another individual and I can see that their uniqueness, their, what is it, Julie Reiser says, your USU, their mm-hmm. USU is perfect. We each are our own color thread in the tapestry of life. We're our own, you know, whatever metaphor, our own spice in the soup. And when myself as a coach, as a manager, as a leader, as a team member, can say, you know what? You are you with your quirks, with your essence, with your everything, but it's important to fit it into everything else. And so I honor that and I respect that. Mm-hmm. And with some people, I don't like their individualization, but I can respect that that's who they are.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, the people that we don't necessarily connect with or that don't resonate with us, sometimes the role that they play for us is helping us to see what we do like, right? Like it is that contrast and to stay in a space of curiosity. And we chatted a little bit about this on before we hit record. Cause I was personally challenged with staying in a place of curiosity when what I naturally wanted to do was jump to a place of judgment earlier today with an experience I had. And I don't like that. I love being curious, but sometimes, you know, noticing that, you know, this doesn't seem to fit for me. I don't like this is so important, even just to recognize, well, what is it that I do like? And and you can still get curious about that. And, you know, your individualization connectedness combo, you know, definitely comes together here when we're like, everybody has a place. Everybody fits in some fashion, right? We're all perfectly lopsided puzzle pieces, a part of this larger puzzle, or, you know, threads in the larger tapestry. And it's where do we fit? We all fit. The question is where and with whom, and letting people, you know, imagine trying to thread or, you know, make a tapestry. I don't know much about sewing or tapestry or any of the other things, so I'm butchering this, but, you know, like, imagine if you tried to do that in the dark, right? Like it would be impossible. And Kari, you are that light. And I love that about you. And then your maximizer, which we haven't talked about at all, but that I see as like, you hold this space for your clients. You let them be exactly who they are. And then maximizer's role is taking good and moving it to great. And that's exactly what you are doing. Like, that is the transformation, is taking them from who they already are, which is good, and helping them step into that greatness. You know, and we think about maximizer often in a project related format, right? Like making an iteration of a product or a service or whatever. But in this case, this is exactly what you're doing with your clients, is you're taking them from good and you're letting them grow into great. And you're encouraging that growth all along the way. And so I think your maximizer really contributes to the beauty of who you are and what you bring to your clients.
One of the funnest things for me is after I've had a good conversation and I've listened a lot, because a good coach does a whole lot of listening. When you can listen and then you say maybe one phrase or just, what about this? Mm-hmm. And you see the light bulb go off and then they go, wait, I've got this idea. And you go, yeah, yeah, that's what I like to see. When I see somebody step past a fear, step past a limitation, and step past, you know, their fear of vulnerability and go, I'm going to do this. I'm going to relaunch this podcast. I'm going to go become an artist. I'm going to write my book. I'm going to do this. And you see them start moving in that direction and it changes everything for them. For me, that's
it's everything.
That's magic. That's perfect. Yeah. And one of the things that I'll be perfectly transparent. I've had quite a year where I haven't had many clients, not formal clients. Mm. I spent a long time pushing to get clients. You know, I'm going to make phone calls. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do my best to get clients. And I found myself getting very frustrated. And so I stepped back and I said, you know, what I really want to do is I want to help some people. So I really focused on the two or three clients that I had and was just available to help them out. And the other day, one of my clients, who I've been with for a couple of years now, and I've watched her just become this amazing, amazing woman. She's an entrepreneur and she's changing the world in our community. And it is such a blessing to see. And she sat across from me at dinner and she said to me, I just want you to know that you completely changed my life. And I said, no, you did. And she said, no, completely changed my life. Accept the gift that I'm giving you and telling you that your guidance, your light, your time, your words got me going in the direction that I needed to go. And for me, that was better than any paycheck I've ever received.
Yeah. Boy, you know, for those of us who serve with our whole hearts, and this is how I know that you are a great coach, is that your default was, no, I didn't do the work, you did. Mm-hmm. Right. And yet, you know, there's two sides to that coin, where we
fair go enough.
Right? Where we're like, oh, no, you did it all. And where we don't want to take any credit for it. And certainly their growth is theirs. But to own that, yeah, we walked arm in arm to create this together. It's tougher for those of us who are just completely servant heart. which is a growth thing. So is that the challenge that you'd like to dive into a little bit today? Is like, how do I now get out there and promote myself so that I can draw it all in? Because it's so important for us to be able to say, yes, this is the type of transformation that I co-facilitate or co-create with my clients. And we've all seen smarmy people inside, and every field's got good ones and bad ones, right? But mm-hmm. in coaching, in my opinion, it's the coaches that stand up and go, look how good look at this person's success. Yep, I did that. And it like makes my insides just, right? Because I think, you did good work, but like they did the work. It wouldn't have happened if they hadn't taken the steps. And so let's, you know, shine the light back, right? And your superpower is shining the light on others, being that mirror. So how can you get a little bit of that mirror for you?
Well, you know, part of it, truly, this is actually a pretty good conversation, mm-hmm. is one of my struggles, is to go out and to find clients. I like clients that come to me organically, just through conversations, through somebody saying, hey, you need to talk to Kari. But to go out and promote myself, mm-hmm. I am so much about the people who I can serve and who I can help. And sometimes I don't know that I can say, oh, well, we did this strategy, or we followed these steps, or we did this. Much of what I do has to do with just simply yeah. listening and pulling those threads, pulling the information that needs to come out of a jumbled conversation, and helping somebody find a little guidance, find yeah. a little path. Yeah. And so I have struggled with marketing myself. I do believe I am a transformational life coach. I do transform lives, but it's hard to go out there and say, yo, pay me to do this, because it's just how I am.
Yes. So here's the deal. This is classic for individualization, because you make everything about the experience. You craft the experience for that particular person.
Right.
And so backing up and saying, I have a proven formula. Like, you will never have a quote proven formula.
Right.
Because you, especially in your one-on-one coaching, right, you're going to take them down the road they need to go down.
Right.
Which, again, like that's marketable in and of itself, because I can't tell you how many conversations I've had or whatever, where someone wants to push their particular agenda or particular formula on me. And I'm like, that's not like, you didn't even listen. Like, you didn't listen. that's not going to work, you know? And I can tell you all the reasons why, but you're so busy trying to hear yourself talk, right? That you're not listening to anything I'm saying, right? And the sign of a great coach is being such a great listener. However, there's a thread that goes through every one of your client experiences. And so what is that thread? Because that thread is your framework, and it's individualized for each person, but there's a start. There's a, you know, a step along the way, there's a midpoint, and there's the path, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, even just explaining, this is the path that we're going to go on. It's going to be your path, but here's the journey that I'm going to take you on too. Do you think you could and this is coming back to marketing, I promise. But could you identify where the start, mid, and finish of working with a client, what that might look like? And is there a consistent something that is a thread throughout all your clients?
Yes. So I have a basic intake form that asks some questions about what they hope to achieve, what's important to them in their lives, and so forth. And one of the first things I do is I have them fill out sort of a wheel of life, their finances, relationships, spiritual, physical, and, you know, give it, you know, from 1 to 10. And that's usually a starting point because it surprises people when they say, oh, well, you know, my relationships are a 2 and, you know, my physical, you know, I'm a bodybuilder or what have you is a 10 or and they see the disparity in the fulfillment and the wholeness of life. So that is generally our starting point. Mm. And what I usually find is that between what they wrote on their intake form and what that wheel shows, that's usually a aha moment for them when they think, oh, perhaps this isn't my goal. Perhaps I need to work on this. Perhaps I need to bring some balance into my life. And then we start looking at how we can bring balance. And we do that through exploration of different areas of their life. And it almost always morphs into the real issue. And the real issue might be a relationship. The real issue might be the way they feel about themselves. The real issue might be fear over money. Mm-hmm. The real issue might be X, Y, and Z. But we use a couple of those little tools to bring us to where that is. And then that's our stepping point, probably a midpoint. I like to work with somebody in usually 3-month blocks. You know, at least twice a month, 4 times a month is ideal. We set goals each time. And midpoint is we get the wheel back out. Mm-hmm. Where are you at now? Has it changed? Is it the same? I did this with one client I was just telling you about, and we got the wheel back out a year later, and she was floored. She says, oh my gosh, I've done really well this year. She got really excited. And for like a week, she was jumping up and down going, look how far I've come. Yeah. Yeah. And so I kind of use the wheel every so often just for fun. But I always bring them to a place of, what do you want? What do you want? Where do you want to go from here? You know, what did you take away from this? Now, what do you want to do with that? Where do we take this? Where are we going to go with this? So I just keep it all focused on them and what they want and what they need. And then, you know, I call the BS flag. If it starts to, I start hearing the, it's like my, one of my coaches the other day, about a couple months ago, I said, oh yeah, this is, I'm going to do that. And he goes, oh, are you going to lie again? And I was like, excuse me? you said you were going to do this last month and you didn't. And I was like, no, I guess I didn't. And he goes, you know, my job is to help keep you on task. So are you going to tell the truth this time or are you going to lie? So part of the job as the coach is to call the BS flag and say, okay, let's keep it real here, folks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So I think there's a really nice process that you could really outline for people. So you're not outlining a step-by-step to-do list, but mm-hmm. you're outlining a framework. And that is powerful because then as you begin to scale, right mm-hmm. now, you know, there's confidence in, I can bring this to a group because I can yes. facilitate a group through this. I can facilitate this through a membership. I can facilitate this through, you know, other avenues. And, you know, for coaching, right, for us, like the scalability is so important because, mm-hmm. you know, it's quite frankly, ladies and gents, and if you're coaches, you know, this is true. It gets exhausting to do one-on-one coaching and only one-on-one coaching.
Yeah.
And so we have to have another, it doesn't mean we have to give up one-on-one coaching, but we have to develop another avenue of revenue so that we don't burn out because, right. you know, the second that we burn out, now we can't bring to the world the transformation and the change that we were put here to bring. And mm-hmm. so it's so important as a piece of self-care to create something that is scalable. And you can only create something scalable if there is some sort of process or framework, right? Because if it's individualized, and I struggled with this a long time because I use StrengthsFinder, right? I'm like, how the heck am I going to make this for everybody? How can I streamline this if everybody's strengths are different and their approach is different and their needs are different, their contributions are different and their triggers are different, like all these things are different. And I had to kind of back myself up and really go, well, what is the framework, right? Mm-hmm. And that handicapped me from scaling for such a long time. And I realized that it was a little bit of that individualization coming through, even though individualization is right about number 15 for me. But it was peeking through because I just didn't know how to build a framework. So I'm excited to hear, you know, if you can begin to parse that apart a little bit to figure out what that is. And then here's the thing, and this is why I'm going to challenge you, Kari Romeo, because I love you, is when it comes to marketing and self-promoting, it's not self-promoting when you don't get out there and share with people what you do. You are literally robbing them of the contribution and the transformation that is sitting there waiting for them. And so when you shift your mindset from marketing is self-promotion to marketing is getting my message into the hands of people who need it, right? And some people, just like gum, right? You offer someone a stick of gum, some are going to say, no, thank you. Some of them are going to be like, ugh, I'm allergic to spearmint. It's gross. And some like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what that would be my 13-year-old daughter. Gross, mom. Mint? Yuck. She hates mint. Anyway, so, you know, or thank you so much. This is exactly what I needed. I had onions with my sandwich at lunch today. You're a life savior, right? And so that's what you're looking for is your, you know, the people who want your spearmint gum and who are ready for it. But if they're sitting there waiting and ready for it and they don't know you exist, you know, they can't start that journey that they need you to begin to start it with. And so, you know, it could be a mantra around marketing, a mantra around sharing what you do. And you've seen the transformation in your clients. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it's worth it. You see your gifts and your superpowers and what you bring and the incredible vast experience and relatability and your ability to shine the light and magnify the light on others, right? Like you're not just one mirror, you're like three mirrors. You're like one of those. It's like when we, back in the '60s and '70s, right? When they had those mirror things to that women had to...
To get tan.
Yes. Like that's what you are, except that you don't create, you know, skin cancer. right? Like you have such amazing gifts. Like let's get you shared with the world so that more people can have a little slice of that magic.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
That's my challenge to you. I can't wait to hear what that mantra or affirmation or transformation is for you stepping into that next greatness, your own light, right? Mm-hmm. When you shine the light on others, sometimes it's hard to step into your own light, but dang it, you are freaking awesome.
I love it. And I want, that's what I want. That's what I want women to get. And I say women, men have the same insecurities. They just don't talk about them.
Yeah.
But I love working with women right now because women are waking up. They're becoming more of who they're meant to be. They're learning that they have a voice that they don't have to apologize for and that they've got something to say and that it's not just good. It's great that they're smart. It's great that they've got mad skills. Women are waking up. And so it is not about going against the masculine, but coming back into balance with the masculine and within ourselves, because there's both.
Yes.
And then within our world. And so I want every woman to know they're freaking awesome. I do. And I want to help them be able to look in a mirror and see that in themselves and go, yeah, damn straight, I'm freaking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it changes everything. It changes everything.
It does. We are about to wrap up. So there's two things. Number one. And so like first things first, and then we'll wrap up with the second thing, which it kind of ladies and gentlemen, this is what it looks like when Alyssa talks without having her notes in front of her, because the first thing obviously comes first because it comes before the second thing, which is what I just said. And I said, well, first things first. And then I said, and then we'll do the second thing, which is how number one, number two goes.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have just proved that Alyssa can count.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yeah, it's good. See, this is, you guys know me, you know that I just am so radically imperfect, but I hope you love me in spite of that.
Absolutely.
So Kari, I want to know what your commitments are with regards to either one and or both, kind of finding that framework or that thread and creating that, and or how you're going to shift this marketing thing. So it's not a beast that is self-promotion, but something that is more of a share of, you know, wanting to bring more of that to the world. What do you think you can do to begin that transformation for yourself in this particular area? You've done so much transformation. It's just one little thing.
Actually, I think what I need to do is just like you would write a school paper, I need to write an outline. You said something that was pretty, that, you know, caused a little light bulb to go off in my brain. What is the common thread? Mm. And I do follow sort of a pattern, but the pattern is not a formula. It's a pattern that helps the individual come through. And I think that what I need to do is expound on that and put that into a more legible framework, to create the framework. Let's just use the word you use, because it's a good word. So to create that framework, and that's something that I can use in my marketing. I also do have some good testimonials now. And then I've had some experience in the last few years just with the book and the being able to speak and some small seminar things that I wanted to do. I really do want to make myself available to support other people's seminars, to be like a guest speaker at them, a guest presenter. I don't know that I want to do the whole seminar thing. Mm-hmm. So by creating a framework of what I'm doing with my coaching clients, I should also create a framework of what I could do to support different events that happen around different seminars that people are starting to put together. I'm becoming more familiar with people who are doing women's retreats. And you know, I want to be able to tap into those and say, how can I be of service to your community?
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
By creating some frameworks, both for my own individual, but also for what I could do to in a seminar, I think that would be really good. So I like that. I need to work on the framework. So that's what I'm going to do.
That's so exciting. And, you know, when you have that framework, people are more able to go, yeah, you know, I want to have another conversation. And so you laid it out actually rather beautifully here in the podcast. So I hope you re-listen to this conversation, go, oh my gosh, that's totally the thread. Because everyone listening is like, we see it. We see the framework, Kari, and we want to get a hold of you. So lastly, I want for everyone listening to know where they can find you, where they can find your book, so they can hear and read your journey and spur their own journey as well. And then, you know, get in contact with you and begin their own transformation. So tell us about where we can find you, where they can find you, and, you know, a little bit more about your book if you want to. I've talked a lot about it and about how great it is, but I want you to let us know where we can find you.
Okay. Real briefly, the book is called Becoming Beautiful, A Personal Journey Towards Happiness. And it is both a book and a workbook. It's my story of transformation from having a really poor self-image and a lot of fear to finding my way to a place of happiness. And through the stories and through some questions in each chapter, I offer the reader some shifts in perspective, some possibilities to change their own outlook and perhaps start their own journey. So the book is available on Amazon, on Balboa Press and Barnes & Noble, and also through my website, which is conquerlifecoaching.com.
Spell conquer for us, because I'm guessing that there are going to be some people who misspell
it. C-O-N-Q-U-E-R, coaching, conquerlifecoaching.com.
Beautiful.
And on that website, you will also find my TED Talk. If you're so inclined to watch it. And then you will find my blog, which is called Thoughts on Life. I put it out about every 2 weeks. And again, it's little shifts of perspective, which help us to live a more fulfilling and joyful life. To give you an example, during a really bad storm, everybody was complaining about snow blowing. And so I wrote one called Snow Blowing as a Meditation. So I just help people get little shifts of perspective, which can help them be happier. So conquerlifecoaching.com. And the book is Becoming Beautiful, A Personal Journey Towards Happiness.
So incredible. Conquerlifecoaching.com, ladies and gents. Kari,
can I say one thing about conquer?
Of course you can.
If you look up the word conquer, there are two definitions. One of them is based on battles, winning a battle. But the other one is to overcome an obstacle. And I chose Conquer Life Coaching because we all have obstacles, but they are just something to teach us to grow, and we can get past them. We can conquer them. And that's what my coaching is all about.
Awesome. And so often we should not be fighting those battles, if we're going to
take
that metaphor, or, you know, fight those obstacles and overcome those obstacles alone. So important to have someone who can walk with you arm in arm in that.
Yeah.
So thank you for spending your time with us today. Thank you for your courageous vulnerability in sharing not only how freaking awesome you are, but also some of your challenges, because, you know, like it's so important for us to hear, I'm not alone in this challenge.
Yeah.
And so by your willingness to be courageously vulnerable, you've helped a whole lot of us who are listening to be okay with that, to be willing to face that challenge, because we know we're not alone. So thank you for all of that. And I can't wait to hear how your framework shapes up for you in the coming months here.
Thank you so much. This has been an honor and a pleasure. Rest assured that your light absolutely shines, and I love what you're doing for the world.
Thank you. You too. Talk to you soon.